Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking this week about overcoming doubt and different ways that God has given us to help in that regard. And today we're going to talk specifically about overcoming doubt by listening to truth. And sometimes we get so caught up in what we hear, and it becomes difficult to filter through what is true and what isn't. And we become cynical, and to realize that God would have us hear His truth, to know Him as truth, and to do so would help us to overcome doubt. And looking at John chapter 4, verse 42, I mentioned this, I believe, yesterday, the story behind this. The people, the townspeople, villagers from Samaria, state that we no longer believe just because what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. I think we learn to accept Jesus, to believe in Him, to follow Him, often in various stages. For many, if not all, sometimes it begins with hearing the testimony of others. We talked yesterday about hearing testimony about Jesus. And so many times it begins by learning. And whether it's through parents as a child, through church and Sunday school, through interactions with a friend, we learn because we've heard it from someone. But there comes a time where the doubts begin to be erased even further when we experience the truth for ourselves. When we encounter Jesus, when we realize the stories that we've been told are real. It's like someone telling you about a magnificent place that you would love to see. They describe it so well. You know them to be a honest person, but their description is so over the top. There are doubts about the accuracy. And you want to believe them because they've always been believable, but, well, it just doesn't seem to add up. And then one day, you make it to that place for yourself and you see that it's the truth is had been described to you. What you're experiencing is what you'd been told. And when you come face to face with the truth, the doubts that you once had about the reports from your friend all of a sudden disappear. I think for many of us, John's attempt to describe his glimpse into heaven is going to be like that. And we read of the streets of gold and all of the valuable, from our perspective, adornments. And we believe it because it's God's word, but we struggle with what it really means. And when we experience it for the first time, when we see the truth of it in front of us, then doubt is removed. And it's why it's so important to be involved both in telling people about the good news of Jesus, about your relationship with Him, about sharing the gospel, that they can hear the truth from you, but also living the gospel so that they can see the truth in action. When Jesus came and said that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through Him, it wasn't just words. He allowed people to see what truth looked like. And in a world filled with deceitfulness, we need to experience truth by experiencing Jesus. We hear of Him through the Word. We hear of Him through the people that we know that are in relationship with Him. And we know of the truth when we allow Him to wash our sins away, to fill us with His Spirit, that His presence lives within us, that we are changed from the inside out because of that truth that dwells within us. And there are things that we believe at one level until we experience them, and then our belief is solidified. The doubt is removed. It's back to what we talked about earlier this week, the man that needs God's help. Because though he believes, there's still an element of unbelief. And truth is what helps to overcome the unbelief. And the more personal the truth is, the more doubt that it removes. When we hear it from strangers, it helps. When we hear it from a close friend, it helps more. When we experience it for ourselves, it's even better. And so today, as we pray, how will you experience the truth of Jesus? And maybe a better question is, how will others experience the truth of Jesus through you? Well, the answer probably depends a little bit on who you think Jesus is. And when we realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, when we realize that He is love, will the people around us experience love? The love of Jesus through us. Will they experience an awareness of the way, the truth, and the life through us? You see, it's our words, but it's more than our words. It's our life. And when we see for ourselves what God has done in our life, we overcome the doubt. And when others see in us what God has done, and then they begin to see in themselves what God is doing, it helps to overcome the doubts. I believe that doubt will always be a part of our life, some level or another, because there's so much uncertainty. But the more that we experience the truth of Jesus, the more that that doubt is simply gone. And part of that is because we no longer have to have everything figured out. Doubt is removed by truth. A truth that leads us to a greater trust. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need to overcome the doubt that creeps into our life. It's given us the testimony about Jesus. It's given us the truth about who He is. It's given us relationship. It's given us His Spirit within us. And Father, today as we consider where we're at in overcoming doubt, as we realize the progress that has been made by our listening to the testimony about Jesus, by our reading your word and knowing the stories and how He loves people. But Father, today, help us to continually take that next step of experiencing Jesus in our life, of being aware of His Spirit within us, of knowing His love. And Father, help us to be those instruments of yours that help others to see you more clearly. May our love for people, our service of the others help them to know the truth and to experience the truth. May we live and talk and act in ways that represent Jesus, that make Him known. May the encounters people have with Jesus through us help them to overcome the doubts they have about your goodness, the doubts they have about you even being real, the doubts that fill the mind. Father, I pray that our encounter with truth, our encounter with Jesus, would not only help us with our doubts, but it would be lived out in such a way that it helps others. Father, today I continue to pray for those that I've been through and affected in great ways, and even those in minor ways by Hurricane Ian, those that have been hit hard by storms of life. I pray that you continually raise up those who help, those who respond, those who love like you love. I pray for protection. I pray for my friends at IDES and the work that they are doing in helping and bringing hope in the name of Jesus, in evaluating and helping those that are helping to know how to most effectively take the good news with their help. And Father, today as we consider how we help others, whether it's storms of hurricanes or whether it's storms of life, may we share truth. And may the truth of Jesus help remove doubt as we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.